This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to the Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman sitting in Joe's chair once again. Thank you for having me. Good to be back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be back, back on the left coast. Much like Joe, he was at CPAC, and so was I. Watching Joe, one of the hardest working guys in radio, 24-7, along with Dave Goss, they did a fantastic job. And we were doing some stuff over at the America's Voice News Network. I don't know if you saw any of our interviews, but it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and a lot of folks don't think about CPAC from the standpoint of having fun. It is a lot of work. It's where the best people, all get together in one place in National Harbor. I've been doing CPAC now for several years, and it's a lot of fun. It really is, but it is, oh my goodness, ever so tiring. It literally is 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. every single day. So I want to talk a little bit about that and some of the facts that a lot of people don't know about CPAC, a little bit behind the scenes. Everybody talks about parties. Everybody wants to go and get invited to the really big, hard-to-get-into parties because that's where all the cool people are. That's where all the pretty people are. I'm getting to the age where I'm neither cool or pretty anymore. But the idea of actually going to one of these parties, I don't think I'm going to do it again. I did it this year. I've been doing it for the past few years. You know, it's one of those where it's like, are you going to the party on the roof? Are you going to the party at the top of the building? Yeah, if you're not on the list, you can't get in. And they don't let you in if you're not on the list. It really is very, very selective. So there's always a whole bunch of people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, that are severely disappointed when they're not let in. But if you do make it into these parties, I got to tell you, the secret is they're not all that fun. I'm just going to let you know right now. The music is loud. The beer is weak. The whiskey is non-existent, and the food was not there. And so I'm standing around after basically working for 12 straight hours on my feet, wanting a couch. I'm an old man, but the couches are taken up. Just to draw you a little bit of a picture here, the couches are taken up. You're going to laugh at me. This is true. All right. Picture a beautiful, stunning, gorgeous woman sitting there in her slinky dress on the edge of the couch, holding up her phone, modeling into her phone. Not just taking one picture, not two, not five. We're talking minutes of her literally making love to her camera. This is, I'm just standing there with my mouth agape, just really, and oblivious to people standing there watching. And I don't know. Nothing to do with CPAC, but I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of a flavor of the party. You've got a downstairs where the luckier people can get into, and then you've got a VIP upstairs that most of those people come to the downstairs because that's where all the fun is anyway. And then you go home with a headache. I much rather get together, do the happy hours with small groups, people that I actually know, people that I actually like to talk to. have conversations with. We've got a Whiskey Politics on YouTube, by the way. Check out this great little happy hour interview we did with John Hinderrocker from Powerline.com and Michael Ramirez, who is the infamous conservative artist. You've probably seen him. And we just have some fun. Drink a whiskey, have a little bit of food, and actually have conversation like adults instead of being having our ears blasted out. So anyway, that's my perception of the after hours at CPAC. I had a birthday party there. It was wonderful. My good friend Melissa put it all together, and everybody came out, and we had a great time. But I got to tell you, my true enjoyment of CPAC, getting together with a whole bunch of conservatives and like-minded libertarians and right-of-center types, is the actual work, is the interviewing of these fantastic people that we had. And it wasn't just people like Sebastian Gorka or, Mark McKinnon from the circus. There were so many people that we interviewed. It was just having conversations, talking about how we can fight back against this Marxist primordial ooze that is now starting to permeate from the left coast across this nation. And what we can do about it. What are the options? It isn't just about getting together and socializing. There really are some tangible things that we need to do to save this country. We're seeing what is happening right now from the left. And whether they are trying to come up with some slap on the wrist against Ilhan Omar, and now we can no longer say anti-Semitism. Have you heard about this? They're completely diluting this thing. This is insanity, what is happening right now, where the left are taking what anybody on the right and the left would agree is an anti-Semitic congressperson, congresswoman, okay, and slap her on the wrist, hopefully remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee, and they're now trying to weaken the already a weak sauce argument on this. How can we fight against this? How do we push back? Because these leftists are pushing so far to the left, they're about to fall off. How do we fight against this? And this is what some of the things we were talking about at CPAC. We had different panels. We talked about how we can use social media effectively. And whether or not you're on social media, you cannot ignore the fact that basically it runs the world. If you remember last time I was on, we had a gentleman by the name of Peter Gabriel, who is the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com, and we talked about how the Twitter universe now basically controls what is on your nightly news. It all stems from the blue check marks. So how can we, as conservatives, use Twitter and Facebook and whoever else it is that you're getting your social media to get out the message that, A, number one, our message is right, okay? And B, we're not a bunch of racist homophobes that want to kill the planet. So how do we have that discussion? Coming up next after the break, a gentleman that joined me at CPAC, a really great guy, Peter Van Voorhees. He is with a new setup called Crave, and we're going to have him talk with us a little bit about how we can use social media. So thanks for having me. We'll be right back. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Check us out at realside.com and the Facebook page. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
The education aboard of education, that much more dependable for us parents. Thank you so much for having me. And if you want to check us out at the Facebook page, The Real Side. And you can actually converse and talk with other folks that are sitting on listening. And 855-732-5563. So I was talking a little bit about CPAC before the break here, and one of the gentlemen that I had the pleasure to hang out with is on the line with us, Peter Van Voorhis, who is the host at Crave News, chief strategist at Magnum Strategies, which provides publicity for politicians and executives. Peter, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. It's good to talk to you again, Dave. I thought I wasn't going to get to see you until probably next week or so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the line.
We had a blast at CPAC. It was a lot of fun. I was talking a little bit about the atmosphere of the cool parties that everybody was supposed to be at, where I actually preferred the close conversations that I had with like-minded people like yourself. What was your perception first of CPAC?
Yeah, I think CPAC, at least for me, that's always just going around meeting people, seeing old friends. I feel like it's kind of going to a class reunion. Even though this is actually my first official CPAC, going to CPAC, being in politics, you see all your friends there. So for me, it was a lot of hanging out. But definitely the highlights, I would say, were those parties that you were mentioning. No doubt, for me at least, I think just because, I have so many people to meet, I get a little bit tired of it. So it's fun to just be able to relax, kind of let your hair down, and just hang out with people in a social setting. And it's really funny to see people will leave unnamed drunkenly dancing, too, as well, especially when you'd never see that on TV.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things that I always found to be really interesting about going to CPAC is you've got the panelists, you've got the speakers, you've got the big guys like Trump and Pence and fantastic array of incredible speakers. But anybody standing out in your mind as being somebody that didn't just come out to entertain the troops, but actually provided some kind of a guide for conservatives to try and take back the culture?
You said not to bring up those big names, but I will say that President Trump's speech was the most memorable, the most impactful, and the biggest one. And for that reason, I don't think he went there for any agenda. He literally just went there to go speak his mind and speak to, what he called his base and his crowd. So for me, that was the most impactful speech. That's the one that stood out in my mind. The rest of them, I think they're all great. There were certainly, different people that stood out, but for me, they paled in comparison to the president's speech.
Yeah, no, he definitely, he rocked that room. What was it, over 2 hours? I mean, last year was an hour and a half. That was long.
Dave.
What's that?
It was the longest speech. I was going to say it was the longest speech of his presidency.
Yeah.
The longest, and we got that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. And I got to tell you, Pence was amazing as well. I thought he did a fantastic bang-up job. But, there were a lot of other folks that came out there, and they just took the energy in this room. Now, who is CPAC? There was about 10,000 people from the numbers that I understand. About a fifth, maybe close to a quarter of them, were probably college kids. This is the next generation. And these are the people that you've been talking with. You're older than them, but, not to age you or anything like this, but you are in your 20s, right?
I am in my 20s.
You are in your 20s. So talk about the next generation.
Do you actually know how old I am, Dave? I'm curious. Well, I'll totally say it on air. I'm just curious if you know how old I am or if I've told you. Have I told you?
I think I'm going to guess. Can I guess? 23.
You can guess. Let's do it. Believe it or not, I'll be 23 next month. I am 22.
Bam. All right. So.
Bam. You're good. All right. Sorry. Back to your question. I just wanted to entertain the audience. I was curious.
Yeah, no. So these kids are in the audience, and you come across a lot more mature, by the way. And so when we take a look at Turning Point USA and campus reform, and we see things like, the kid with the black eye, at Berkeley last week, right, taking the punch. What are kids saying right now about conservatism, about Trump, and about the future and the left?
Oh, I mean, kids are very, very enthusiastic. And I think they're enthusiastic for two reasons. Not only has, in large part, the Trumpian vision for the Republican Party succeeded in re-energizing the base, I think both people, young, old, middle-aged, all ages, what we're all really, really excited about is, I think, how much the left has screwed up. I mean, if you just look at them, whether it's from the Green New Deal stuff to just other, crazy anti-Semitic things that Ilhan Omar said, their ideology is it's collapsing upon itself like a house of cards, to use a probably overused political pun. And I think that's what people are watching. It's, Republicans certainly have a lot of virtue going into this election, but I don't think we'll win it on that alone. We'll win on the lack of virtue on behalf of the Democrats. And that's what people are excited about.
What do people say when, especially, college kids are they emote, okay? There's a lot more emotion with younger, no offense, than, as you get older, you're a little bit more laid back about things. So when kids are called racist or they're punched in the face because they're standing at a Turning Point USA table, minding their own business, just trying to get a conversation going, is there a concern about being, cast out? What are they saying about this leftist conversation about everything right is racism and homophobia.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than concerned. I think people are either terrified of it or they accept it and they go ahead with it. I've, through better or for worse, have been able to choose the latter, but I think most conservatives in this country are very scared of using the T word around people, and the T word is Trump, or the M word, MAGA, Make America Great Again. I mean, those have practically become curse words in quote-unquote polite society, unless you just say, you know what, I'm just going to say it because I'm brave and I don't really care. So I think people are either terrified of it or they're willing to stand up. But I think the president and many other people, you know, in the media who have stood up to, you know, the leftists, to the elitists, to the globalists, you know, those people now feel empowered. You know what? If the president says it, if the vice president says it, if all these people on TV say it, you know what? I'm allowed to say it too because I have a right to. And I think that's the basis of free speech, not shutting people down, just presenting more and more ideas. And, you know, the left tries to stop it, but that's okay. They can't stop information.
But
so
how successful, Peter, has the left been? Because I don't know about you, I would be fairly uncomfortable wearing a red MAGA hat out in public today.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and it's one of those things where, you know, I don't think that the average person is going to be assaulted, but I think you run the risk of it. Certainly, I would not advocate walking around in it. So it's one of those things that is statistically highly unlikely, if we're going to be probably intellectually obvious. I don't think the average liberal wants to, you know, beat up a conservative, but I think the average liberal might be sympathetic to it. It's, you know, there's a difference there. It's a nuance, but it's important. It's still kind of the same end effect, but I wouldn't actually be scared, but I would be, you know, I'd watch my back.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you see these activists on campus, and there's a lot of leftist activism going across campus, then you have folks like Fleckus, who shows up, and he's a guy that, I don't, for those folks who don't follow this, you know, we could talk about this after the break here in a little bit. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, I want to get into this because actual campus activism from the right is now starting to bubble up a little bit here. So I'd love to talk about a lot more of this. We have Peter Van Voorhis, who is just coming off fresh off the airplane from CPAC. And we're going to talk a little bit more about strategies that we could use to win back the youth. I'll be right back. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing on sexual assault in the military, Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who served as an Air Force pilot, testified that she'd been raped by a superior officer.
I was
horrified at how my attempt to share generally my experiences were handled. I almost separated from the Air Force at 18 years over my despair.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that
I can handle the truth. Can you handle the truth? Dave Sussman sitting in. Joe Messina's chair, guest hosting for Real Side Radio. And check us out on Facebook, the Facebook forums. Tammy, how are they doing? Is everybody going crazy there? They love me. At least don't kick me out into the rain. Hopefully. Hi, folks. We are joined, very fortunate to have Peter Van Voorhis, who is a fantastic individual to know. He's an up-and-coming guy. Peter, you didn't just start out real quickly. You didn't just start out talking about politics. I've been watching you for a few years. You've been on a lot of publications, a lot of media, a lot of news broadcasts, haven't you?
I've been lucky to have known a lot of people and to have met a lot of friends, and there have been a lot of opportunities. So very grateful for that.
Yeah. No. So let's talk a little bit here, because you are right there and the cusp of the end of the millennials, and the Gen Zs now are coming up, and these guys are voting. These are the people that
are going
to determine me in my old age, okay, how this country is going to go. And so let's talk a little bit. We talk about campus activism, okay? And one of my favorite guys, he was at CPAC, I've met him in Los Angeles several times at different events, is Fleckas, F-L-E-K-K-A-S. He's the guy that walks around with a spoon, and he walks up to crazies, and he asks them crazy questions. Is that a good way to get the conversation going? Because I love it.
Oh, it's amazing. And Fleckas, it's actually two C's, by the way, just in case they Google him. But Fleckas, you know, he's one of my great friends, and I think what he does is awesome. And I think the very fact that we're talking about him on the radio show here is a testament to that. It's a testament to what these so-called influencers have in politics. And for those of you that don't know, influencers are people who are, they're very popular on the internet, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Instagram. They have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers. And these people have actually impacted a lot of things that the administration has implemented. For example, different things that people have talked about on social media have actually made their way into policy, I should say. And it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, so we have this discussion that's now taking place on campus. And as the aforementioned situation in Berkeley last week, where this young kid was working at a Turning Point USA, he was standing at the table, and this there's no other term. He's just this bully that comes up, starts giving and harassing him, ends up punching him in the face. the guy that got punched in the face, and I forget his name, he ended up on stage with Donald Trump. So Donald Trump at CPAC is aware of this. Talk about what he wants to do, providing some kind of executive order for free speech now on campus.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrible what happened to his name's Hayden Williams. Actually, I chatted with him a little bit after CPAC just on Instagram. He's a good guy. Maybe we'll do some work together in the future on some stuff. But yeah, I mean, as far as what the president's going to do, he is finally actually addressing formally the campus free speech crisis. So there are so many of these publicly funded universities like UC Berkeley and others around the country that receive your tax dollars, and my tax dollars and Dave's tax dollars. But those places only harbor a liberal point of view. And it's not that he's going to go change academia. He's not going to make them fire professors or do anything. They just have to commit to not having, like, restricted free speech zones where just because you're wearing, you know, a MAGA hat and distributing leaflets, that you're not going to be able to, you know, be silenced anymore. So it's addressing that finally by executive order. Hopefully it'll make its way into legislation soon. It'd be important to do that.
So how do we legislate free speech, though? What does that look like, do you think?
So we're not legislating free speech here. We're legislating against rules and regulations that prohibit free speech. So the federal government obviously is supreme to the state, which is supreme to local governments, which of course is supreme to any university rules and bylaws. So what this is simply saying is it's a directive from the federal government saying, hey, respect the First Amendment or else. So they're not telling them you have to say anything. They're not telling them they have to do anything. It's literally just you have to protect free speech as it would be protected the second you walk outside of this campus. Because what people don't realize, there's special rules. Yeah, you can go and sometimes you can go and get away with distributing leaflets. But in many of these universities, there's specific zones that's where free speech activity occurs. Other than that, you're not allowed to distribute stuff other places or hang flyers up or do any of that stuff. So things that you could do in public, you're not allowed to do at public universities, which are part of the public. So that's what he's doing as far as I'm understanding it.
Gotcha. Now, a lot of people will say the public square today isn't even in the public square. It's now online. And I want to shift over to social media because I know you use strategies. You work at you have an organization that speaks to these strategies and how you can actually effectively communicate with people and get the widest audience, and that way you're able to actually change some minds, or at least not necessarily change minds, Peter, but maybe just have minds opened up so they can make their own decisions. Talk about what you do right now with social media and the direction that we're heading in right now to get those minds.
Sure. So, I mean, the key here, the key word is influence, and it then would obviously go to influencer is someone who has influence online. So think of social media as, it's not a fixed pie, it's a growing pie, but there's a certain amount of influence to go around, and the more attention you get, the more attention other people don't have. And it's one of those things where if you can take an idea and you can start getting other people to talk about that idea, it very quickly spreads into the news. And essentially social media, you know, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, he described a couple days ago on Joe Rogan's podcast that Twitter has become the place where the news gets its news. It breaks there quicker than anyone else. So if people on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if you're sharing your ideas and those ideas are unique and other big people see those ideas and share those ideas, that's how it gets discussed on a radio show and then ends up getting heard by someone and then ends up becoming policy. It happens.
Yeah, and it ends up as the mainstream news on CBS. So a blue check mark, they're going to talk to another blue check mark. It turns into a little bit of a Twitter story, and that's what becomes news. Walter
exactly.
Cronkite must be turning in his grave, right?
Well, he must be. And as a quick 10-second aside, Covington, that was an example of social media. It was a few different accounts that said that, and it caught fire. And suddenly that was the narrative for 2 weeks until there was so much investigation to refute it. Just a few tweets caused 2 weeks of investigation journalistically to refute that. So it's power of social media there.
Right. So, okay, I want to talk a little bit about this, and something I'm going to talk about a little bit later as well, is that the bias that is in social media, it's incumbent upon most of social media or the programmers in social media to have a perception of the world through their own lens, and whether it's a Silicon Valley-based lens or a Democratic or a leftist lens, no matter where they're based, how does that influence what message is actually being conveyed out there? Because I don't know about you, but I'm having trouble on social media. A lot of people are telling me it's because some of the words that I use that are automatically blocked because it's considered conservative, which in their mind is hate speech.
So what I want to say just is that each case is an individual case, and like anything, I think it's very easy to take a lack of engagement and then to automatically say, all right, that must be Twitter, you know, suppressing the results of my account or doing things like that.
Agreed.
What you described as far as targeted words, you know, causing, you know, accounts to go down or being associated with different accounts causes you to have lower engagement. That is true. That's been proven to be true. That's the thing that they do. What I will say in general is, and I'll use a quote that Michael Jordan used in the 90s. He was describing something else, but I think it still holds true here. Republicans buy sneakers too. And the thing is here, Republicans, whether it's 20%, 50%, 60%, somewhere in between likely, of Twitter's user base, it's still a huge amount of their user base, and these people hold stock at Twitter. And eventually, if Twitter is still getting banged up in the media like it is now 2 years later, the company will be bankrupt, so they have to do something. And it's one of those things that I think people want immediate action now, as do I, because it is a problem that needs to be addressed. But whether it's Twitter, Google, other big tech companies, they may not be perfect, but I believe eventually there will be kind of a day of reckoning where they have to stop something. And I think that will come before government action has to be taken.
I'm not a big fan of government action, but when you're talking about monopolies the size of these companies, and everybody says, well, let the free market decide. The free market does have other options out there, but those other options are literally, I mean, you talk about a grain of sand compared to a beach, right? So Twitter is the place. YouTube is the place. Facebook, unfortunately, is the place. So how motivated do you think these people really are to turn it around?
I think they're highly motivated, and you can actually look at Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, their other testimony on Capitol Hill. What they were trying to do is not necessarily they were trying to prove that they were neutral content providers, but not for the sake of being neutral content providers. It would be because in their current operating structure, as a non-attorney, my layman's understanding of this, as I've read, is that and studied, is that basically they are not allowed to operate in their current structure, which is kind of like a quasi-online town square, if they're not neutral. So
gotcha.
If they lose their neutrality, they're done. Government doesn't have to take them over.
Gotcha. Fascinating stuff, Peter. Really appreciate you joining us. Where can folks find you? Real quick.
They can find me at petervanhorace.com or republicanpeter.com is the direct.
Great. We'll include the link up here. Peter Van Horace, appreciate you joining us tonight. We'll be back right after the break. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. And again, very special thanks. Bye-bye.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Dave Sussman back with you at Real Side Radio. If you got anything you want to talk about, they do have a Facebook group, Real Side. You can find it, Real Side Radio, on Facebook, and you can also give us a phone call, if you can get in, because I know the lines are just going crazy, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's because we have so many fascinating guests, it's just a lack of time, I'm so sorry. But, we are gonna be here for the next 2 hours, because we've got some other fantastic guests coming up here. But, you know, what Peter and I were just talking about is something that I think is really important. And even if you're not too active on social media, if you think it's just a fad, it's not a fad, folks. Okay, it ain't going away. Facebook is underpinning the internet. Think about this for a minute. 2 billion, with a B, users. What is that? A third of the world, roughly, just less than a third of the world, okay? Twitter, YouTube, hundreds of millions of views. The way that we communicate today is changed, and it's changed so quickly, so fast. I mean, the technology just in my lifetime alone, I just had a birthday last week, real quick anecdote for you. And my sons and my family bought me a record player with some fantastic ELO and The Who and some Traveling Wilburys records. And I'm thinking about this, and 31 years ago, I had 300 records and I sold them all because cassette tapes. Those are the next best thing. Big thing coming up, cassettes. And I sold all my records, and now these records, I'm going out and you have to buy a record now for $30 or $40. It's insane how everything's come back around here. But in the meantime, I think we have this hunger for the nostalgia maybe of our youth, even though my kid, my 18-year-old, loves records. He just loves the sound of it and actually enjoys reading the liner notes because it slows you down. Think about that for a minute. For those of us of a certain age, when we were kids, we would sit on our beds listening to Zeppelin or Steely Dan or whatever it is, and we would read the liner notes. We would actually read the lyrics, and we'd see who produced it, and we'd see all the great pictures, and, oh, it got the double album coming out, and it was just excitement. We don't have that now. Everything is just instantaneous gratification. And if I want to hear a song, I'm just going to go on Google and listen to the song. There's no joy to it. There's no B-side. There's no deep cuts. And think about how that relates now to social media. Every outrage of the day, and there's two or three of them out every single day, is on the trash heap of history within 24 hours. It's just quick, and it's instant, and we get upset, and then we throw it away. And what we're seeing right now is that some of those folks at Twitter, especially Twitter, because as Peter was talking about in the last segment here, we talk about how the news is promulgated today, is coming up from the blue check marks of Twitter. And the question is, how are they directing the story? Okay? The technology of today is actually, it's no longer you deciding what songs you want to listen to. It's now opening the fire hose and being sprayed out by those individuals in Silicon Valley and elsewhere who've decided what the narrative is. And there are individuals, especially who have created these algorithms that look for these words, and Whiskey Politics, which is our group, you could find us at whiskeypolitics.net and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, we have been marginalized. Absolutely zero doubt, because we've actually tried to give money to Facebook and they have rejected us because we want to talk about the debate on illegal immigration. Ooh, it's too political. Ooh, it may be too divisive. Here's my money. I earned this money. Take it. Nope. And so if they are doing that to little old me, who doesn't have much of a huge following at all, okay, what are they doing to the larger conglomerates of media on conservatives that want to talk about, such as Ben Shapiro, they want to talk about the discussion we're having today regarding transgender? And who is a woman and who is a man, and who could actually say who is a man and who is a woman? Biology stipulates that. And I've got absolutely nothing against transgenders whatsoever. Fly your flag. Do what you need to do to make yourself happy. I have zero concern about that. What I have a concern about is I have to call you by the name that you require me to call you, or now I can be kicked out of school, or I can be kicked off of Twitter. This is a freedom of speech issue. Peter was talking about Joe Rogan. For those that don't follow Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan has a great podcast. He and Adam Carolla, I started listening to in 2009 and 2010. They're kind of the granddads of podcasting. Nobody else was doing it at the time. And I would listen to them. I'd do a lot of mountaineering and hiking. I would get a week's worth of those two, and I would listen to them as I was coming up and down the mountains. They're fantastic. Joe Rogan is on a tear this week. Joe Rogan had a really big argument with Alex Jones. They were screaming at each other publicly in the public square all last week, calling each other names and this and that. They had a bromance. They came back together. And whatever you think of Alex Jones, and I certainly got my concerns, I think the guy's loony. I think he's nuts. But do I think Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all of the other social media companies should ban him? No. I think the market should stipulate who should get the listens. So Alex Jones, David Lee Roth comes on this week, and Joe Rogan had Tim Pool and the guys from Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and let me put on my old mind glasses here because I can't see anything anymore. Tim Pool brought on their attorney who was talking about, and I think her last name was Gaddy, Vijayay Gadd. Okay, and they were talking about how they don't perceive themselves as being biased. I'm going to play a short little clip right here of what just took place for 3 hours last night.
It is. So you have an argument between two people.
Again.
And you have a rule that enforces only one side of the ideology, and you've banned only one of those people.
We have a rule that attempts to address what we have perceived to be instances of abuse and harassment.
It's your ideology.
Right, but it is an ideology, right? If she's saying a man is never a woman, if that's what she's saying, and then biologically she's correct, we obviously have a debate here. Oh. This is not a clear cut.
So that's the issue. So as Ben Shapiro talks about, look, you can put on a dress and take hormone pills, but you're still a man. That's biologically a truth. And if I say that, you're going to ban me from Twitter? This is the freedom of speech debate that we're having right now, and the transgender issue is just the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. If you are on Twitter, and which I am, I try not to engage and I try not to throw mud at people. I try to treat people the way that I want to be treated. Okay? I don't argue with people. Sometimes some witticisms may fly. But the fact is that it's a good place to get news. But it is the place now to get news, not just a good place. And if they are going to determine what it is that you can and cannot say because of, and I believe that she's coming to us in good faith, is Vijayay Gadd, who is overseeing a few hundred programmers around the country who are going through 100 million tweets and just banning, 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 banning. And many of them are conservatives that don't have a shred of hate in their body. We need to have this conversation. This is probably going to be one of the biggest conversations coming up here in the next few years, whether you're on social media or not, because it does happen to be the town square. In England, where I grew up, there was a place in downtown London right next to Hyde Park called Speaker's Corner. And you can come up and say anything you want. You got conspiracy theorists, we didn't land on the moon, flat earthers, whatever. They weren't taken away to jail. They didn't have their equivalent of First Right Amendment or freedom of speech taken away. Now, England is becoming even worse. But we're seeing that, I call it the Marxist ooze, the primordial ooze. This is leftism. They want to control your speech. They control your thoughts. Where does it end? This is my problem. Where does it end? If I could tell you, you can't say certain things and you can say certain things, we are no longer living under the First Amendment. We're living among people that, because it might offend a tiny subsect of our society, you no longer have the legal right to use that word. And if you no longer have the legal right to use a word, how many more words are following? So what do you think, folks? Let us know. Check us out at the Facebook group, The Real Side Radio. Let us know, do you have concerns about what's going on right now with freedom of speech? Because this is where we are heading, and it's only going to get worse. And depending upon who wins 2020, it could get substantially worse. We can spiral down into a society where everything that you say is questioned. Everything that you say can determine your future. We're going to have a point where people, like they do in England, Tommy Morrison, can say something about Islam and end up in jail. For words! Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Where is that lesson today? Where is that lesson today? So let us know what you think, folks. Give us a phone call. We'll be right back. I know that we're coming up here. 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Find us on Facebook at Real Side Radio and realside.com. I'm Dave Sussman. You can find us at Whiskey Politics. Look for our YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook, Whiskey Politics, and me at David Sussman on Twitter. And we'll be back after the break. Cheers.